Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, kids. Welcome back. It's Oliver Pruitt. Remember me? Today, I'm going to drop you into a place you'd never want to be. The back of a police car. Where our friend Mars Patel finds himself right now. Oh dear.
I've never been in the back of a police car before. Have you been in the back? Not that you would, I guess, since you sit up there in the front, but... Hello? Can you hear me through the glass? Am I under arrest?
323-584.
You ever been out this way, Mercury?
Adam Young, 1955.
Actually, it's Mars.
It's nice. Quiet. Some people might call it lonely. Especially in the dark. But I like that. When you're out here in the woods, nobody bothers you. Nobody playing Taylor Swifty too loud on their car stereo. Or letting their yappy dog leave a pile on your lawn. And you never have to worry that when you go on vacation, some delinquents are gonna break into your house and destroy their family heirlooms.
JP had no idea that statue
you
is...
You and your friends. You break into a house, you might just find yourself on the wrong end of a SWAT team. Good news is, I'm in charge, and I'm someone who shows restraint.
Can I have my phone back?
You know what restraint is, Jupiter? I remember being 11. My friends and I used to goof off. The difference was, there were consequences. You skip school, enter someone's house without permission, consequences. But your generation, consequences are a joke to you guys. You should hear some of the calls I answer. Kids go missing all the time. Especially kids like you and your friends. Outsiders, misfits. You're practically invisible, Manu.
How do you know my real name is Manu? No one calls me Manu. I told the officer my name was Mars. Do you know something? About Jonas and Aurora? Where are my friends?
Get out.
What? Here? It's like a mile from my house.
Like I said, kid. Consequences.
Mars, stop tapping your foot, please.
Principal Fagan, thank you for seeing us this morning. I just wanted to say how sorry Mars is for what he did. It was all a misunderstanding.
Misunderstanding? Others might call it a felony.
Tell her, Mars. Tell her you're sorry.
We were looking for Jonas. He disappeared during the code red like Aurora disappeared.
You know, Mars, those sound like excuses, not apologies.
Mars, apologize.
Apologize for trying to find my friends?
Manu!
Mrs. Patel, thanks to me, H.G. Wells Middle School has the highest gift scores of any school in the Northwest, if not the country. We make winners here, the kind of students who might one day be invited to Pruitt Prep itself. So when I get a phone call from the police about not one, but four of my students, I think to myself, self, I don't want those students in my school.
He'll learn from his bad decision. Right, Mars? Right?
Right.
Well, I don't know. It seems to me it was more than a bad decision. It was criminal. I honestly don't know what to do. What do I involve? Social services? Expulsion? What?
Give him extra schoolwork. Let him clean classrooms. Separate Mars from those other five children.
It's three. It's only three. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Jonas and Aurora are missing.
That actually sounds like a very reasonable arrangement.
That's not fair. Those are my friends.
Manu.
May I go back to class now?
I'm sorry, Mars. You may not.
Detention?
I'm sending you home today, Mr. Patel.
So I'm suspended.
Well, I'd like to call it a day of reflection.
So in other words, suspended.
Unless you'd like a whole week of it.
He'll see you tomorrow. Mars, let's go to the car.
How could you do that? Caddy and JP and Toothpick, those are my best friends, the only ones I have left.
Oh, I don't know what it's like to have friends. You're right, because I don't have time for friends. Because I'm too busy keeping two jobs, providing a good life for you.
I'm sorry, Mamaji.
Maybe the West Coast is too fast for us. Maybe we should go live with my cousin in Cleveland.
Mom, I said I'm sorry.
Be more than sorry. You have to stop this.
But
don't interrupt. I understand it's hard for you to have people leave after what your father did to us. But you can't do this anymore, Manu. We can't do this anymore. Here is your phone back. I'm trusting you to only use it to reach me at work. No texting your friends. No more trying to reach Aurora. Promise me.
I promise.
Okay, grab your backpack and meet me out front. I'm pulling the car around.
Caddy Patchett?
Hey, Caddy! Over here!
I have to go, Mars. My mom and I are meeting the principal.
Are you okay?
Sure.
Because I was worried when I didn't hear from you after the cops separated us.
I really have to go.
Yeah, sure. I have to go too. See you around?
I don't think so.
Mars! Mars! Go back to PE, Toothpick. My mom's waiting for me.
I'll walk with you.
That's not what I...
Are we speed walking here? If so, I should stretch my calves.
Really can't talk now, okay?
Did you look over the list I sent of possible anagrams for Jonas's text message?
I said I can't talk about this.
I searched all night for ab masters, but it was just a bunch of workout videos. Do you want a flat stomach? Do you long for those six-pack abs? I did 473 crunches. Then I realized I was probably on the wrong track. Now it hurts to laugh and cough and breathe. But I've compiled a list of 80 phrases. All of the words are combinations of the letters in ab masters. Get it? I color-coordinated it from most likely to least likely, based on frequency of use, connection to Jonas, and—
My mom's waiting in the parking lot to take—
Rama Brats. I like Rama Brats as a clue to finding them. Although Jonas didn't take yoga. Unless you count PE. Do you count PE?
I don't—
You don't know? Mars Patel always knows.
No, I don't always know.
Look at the list. You knew Jonas better than I did. He got mad at me a lot, especially when I'd repeat myself. He'd raise his voice. Could you show your whole pick? My mom said that Jonas wasn't mad at me. He was frustrated. But you never get frustrated, Mars.
I'm just trying to get to my locker.
I thought you were meeting your mom.
I am, but I forgot my... Why does it matter? We can't be seen talking.
But I need your help to solve this. One of these is going to lead us to Jonas and Aurora. I tried to text you, but you didn't respond. Why don't you write me back? You always...
I said you've got to stop.
Stop? Stop what? Trying to find Aurora and Jonas? Why?
I got suspended today, and if I keep it up, I'm going to be expelled. We all will. Caddy isn't talking to me. That cop made it sound like we would disappear too. I can't lose anybody else. I don't know what else to do except stop. We have to stay away from each other.
That's what my parents said too. Sometimes they don't understand you, son.
We understand him. We talked to the counselor. Remember?
Mars, if you just look at the list...
What's wrong with you? Can't you understand what I'm saying? Leave me alone!
Okay, Mars. I'll go now.
Pig... Oh, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to get mad.
Frustrated. You're frustrated with me.
No. I'm frustrated with myself. And with Aurora and Jonas for being gone.
Then we have to find them, right?
We could all get in a buttload of trouble.
Isn't that what friends are supposed to do for each other?
I don't know anymore. I've got to go. Hey, Aurora. I'm not supposed to be talking to you, so don't tell anyone, okay? It's been a bad, bad 24 hours. The whole breaking into Jonas' house thing didn't go so well. We got caught, and now I'm stuck in my apartment, feeling like a giant virus to everyone I care about. All I really want is to go out and find you. It's just, I don't know what else to do. If I keep this up, I'm gonna get kicked out of school. Maybe others will too. I'm sorry. This is probably going to be my last recording. JP?
Open the window, Patel.
What are you doing in the fire escape?
Oh, are those chips? Bring them over here.
You're supposed to be taking an algebra test.
Dude, if they can't find X by now, they're never going
to
find it.
JP, you gotta go back to school before you get caught.
Dude, it was hard enough sneaking out. Now you want me to sneak back in? Is that your soda over there?
You want to just come in?
I thought you'd never ask. Look at you. You're a mess. Did any of the chips end up in your mouth?
I'm so sorry about last night. What did your parents say when the cops brought you back?
That I'm grounded for a month, blah, 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 you know. Honestly, they really just seemed more annoyed that I'd be hanging around at home more.
You shouldn't be here. My mom made all these promises to Fagin about keeping me away from you guys.
Wait a minute. She thinks we're the bad influence is. She's met you, right?
I just don't want to get you into any more trouble. Breaking into Jonas' house is probably the dumbest idea I've ever had.
I don't know. How about the time we chained ourselves to Miss Wellington's desk to protest pop quizzes, and she had us loaded into a cart and wheeled out by the dumpsters? Or when you decided that the fifth grade play was offensive and convinced all of us to stand up there and recite the words from Everybody Poops? Or when we hid in Principal Fagin's car with marshmallows and
then you- Okay. I've had a lot of dumb ideas.
Of course, we're probably the real dumb ones for always following you.
You really believe that?
Nah. If I did, why would I keep going all in on your crazy plan?
I don't know. What are you even doing here?
I told you, I'm blowing off algebra.
No, I mean for real.
You really want to know? Why not? First day of third grade. That butt-crack Joey Lupo sees me walking in with my Seahawks hoodie and my baggy shorts. He starts calling me boy girl. Hey boy girl, which bathroom are you gonna use? I try to walk by, but he grabs me by the hood and snaps my neck back. I get furious. Like I do, I ball up my fists like I'm gonna knock his braces out. Only I know if I crack him in the face, it's only gonna make people more freaked out. Cause what normal girl throws down like that? Still, he needs to get jacked. So I'm ready to go. But just before I hit the loser,
I stick my finger down my throat and I barf all over you.
Mac and cheese and fruit punch. Nasty.
Now that was the dumbest thing that I ever did.
Lupo ran like I was covered in acid. I had to throw out the hoodie. But Lupo, he never messed with me again. So yeah, your plans are usually mac and cheese, fruit punch, barf disaster. But if I went missing, there's nobody else in the world I'd want looking for me. You got a message.
Probably my mom warning me not to use my...
What does it say? What's the matter?
It's from Aurora.
Leave you on a cliffhanger. So fun. Did you enjoy today's episode? I certainly did. And if you'd like to hear more, you can subscribe to The Unexplainable Disappearance of Mars Patel on iTunes. Then your electronic device can receive the RSS feed, and whatever's left over will feed to the robotic chickens. That's a joke. Robotic chickens use a different technology entirely. Kids, be sure to tell your friends about the podcast and visit our website, pruittprep.com. Until next time, to the stars.
For more awesome pods, go to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM shows imagination amplified.
Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.